This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you feeling, conservatives? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, yeah, it is so worth getting fired from Fox to see Judge Kavanaugh win, Donald Trump win, and Kavanaugh being appointed, confirmed, to the Supreme Court of the United States. I don't know anything about this man. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. He was on the list. He was on the approved list, something that everybody in the country could go look at. I didn't go look at it, did you? I took Ted Cruz's word for it, because Ted Cruz was mad at Trump. And when Trump put that list out, he says, I approve this list. And then we got Gorsuch. And you know what Gorsuch has done? He has voted right along the lines of Justice Clarence Thomas, my friend. And now they say Kavanaugh's of the same ilk. If that's the case, it is truly 5-4, finally. 5-4, finally. We are in control of the courts. And if you think Kavanaugh is bad, I mean, this was close here, wasn't it? I mean, this was, you know, another coat of paint. You know, we'd have hit him. You know what I'm saying? if your car, you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, it was close. And so, what do you think is going to happen with the next one? The next one better be Jesus. I'm just saying, because the left proved they are willing to go down, boy. Woo, they did everything they could. But here's what happened. You give yourselves a hand. They got crushed. I don't know how much I had to do with it. But I'll tell you this. Horton, here's a who, right? All of us collectively got together and said, who, and we got heard. It's close, but who's counting? Trump whooped that sorry buttocks of the left again. And I'm just saying, feel good about this victory. And see, you don't have it. Look, I believe that Kavanaugh is going to be a very good justice in the Supreme Court. I think this is going to be something. When it's weighing left versus right, I think Kavanaugh is going to go, yeah, you know what they did to my daughters and my wife, my family, my reputation? I think I'm going to go to the right. That's what I think. I think this moves so many people from the left to the right. There's so much good that came out of it. But here's the thing. We didn't need a moral victory. Oh, no, 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 people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. We did not need a moral victory. We needed a victory, and we got it. Hallelujah. We got it. See, I don't know how you feel, but I wouldn't have wanted a moral victory in November of 2016 if Trump had lost and we said, well, he really did well. I mean, it's hard to believe he got that many people to vote for him, you know, whatever else. No, we needed a victory, and that victory has led to some amazing revelations. I told you what I tell you guys. I said the better Trump does, the more that we start showcasing how stupid it was for them to have elected Barack Obama, the crazier they're going to get. You're thinking, man, Kevin, look at what Donald Trump has done for America. I mean, look at all these jobs, and look at the stock market, and look at all this stuff, and look at all this foreign policy stuff, and we're winning, man. We're winning on trade. We're winning. And I'm telling you, man, the left winning for us is big time losing for them. They see this as a competition. They are losing. Their ideology is at stake. People are never going to want socialism again. Their backs are against the wall. You see it as eventually they're going to see how good it is and things are going to be great. Never. It will not happen. You're in a philosophical battle that you think that logically they're going to come on board. They are not coming on board. I feel like I need to be slapping you, like holding your head and going, they will not come on board. So consider yourself slapped. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Man, the left don't know what to do. They threw everything in the kitchen sink. I was going to say the chicken sink. I'm thinking about chicken. Yeah, yeah. In the kitchen sink at this dude. everything. This was supposed to bring Trump down, bring Kavanaugh down, elevate the Me Too movement, make sure that women, the worst of the, I mean, I'm talking about the Stormy Daniels, the most promiscuous, the biggest liars on the planet, all the ones that you learned, if you're a male or female, that you went, don't let them around your boyfriend, don't let them around your husband, don't let them around your kids. Those women were going to be elevated over that of a guy who lived a stellar life. That's what this was about. Oh, and one other thing. The idea of a woman losing her right to choose. Let's talk about that for just a second. A woman losing her right to choose. How many back alley abortions are there these days? Now you go, well, Kevin, you know, it's legal. Okay, great. If it weren't legal, how many back alley abortions do you think we'd have? What has evolved over time in the abortion industry? We have the day after pills. I mean, there are so many ways to kill a baby in the womb. And let me tell you something else. There are factories dedicated to, there are scientists looking for ways for women to better and easier kill their babies. I think it's like, you can take the day after pill up to 2 to 3 days. And then soon it'll be, you can take the day after pill as much as a month in advance if you don't know. And then soon it'll be the day after pill. Take it 3 months. Then it'll be the day after pill. You could take it throughout the entire term of your pregnancy. And let me tell you something. If that occurs, the leftists will still claim that fifth judge is going to get rid of abortion. He's a horrible guy. Let me tell you something. There are pills that do abortion. What does that have to do with Kavanaugh? What does it have to do with anybody? They say, here's a pill, you can kill your baby throughout the term. Women are going to, the leftist women are going to love it. And they're going to be scientists working on this stuff. And it won't matter to them because they still don't want conservatives on the court. What's going to be the women's excuse, the feminist, the now, the hairy underarm crowd, when they have a pill that can kill a baby anytime? They'll have a pill that can kill a baby, like they push a button and it'll kill him up to 3 or something, and they would still complain. They like killing babies, but they like thwarting us more than anything. They like fighting us. They don't even know why they're fighting. They just like to fight. They got everything they want. They got medical science that is giving them everything that they want. We still want to be able to go into a hospital and have it yanked out of our uterus, dang it. Oh, really? Hey, how about this pill? It doesn't matter, man. We don't want anybody on the court. You get where I'm going? I bet you hadn't thought about that. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to tease these clowns today. Because we won, they lost. What did Obama say? That's what elections are for. You doggone Skippy, buddy. Kevin Jackson will be right here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Meantime, I'm going to get a reaction from the other side of the aisle. To do that, I'm joined here in studio by House Intel Ranking Member Adam Schiff of California. You were sitting here the whole time from the top of the show, so I want your reaction to what you heard there from Senator Johnson.
Well, my reaction is this. For Senator Johnson or any of the GOP senators to say they treated Dr. Ford with respect, that's not what I saw when the president was mocking her at a political rally. That's not what I saw when Republican senators, except for a very small few, said nothing in the face of these attacks on a sexual assault victim. And most important, you don't show her respect merely by sitting silent and have someone else ask your questions and then refuse to do a meaningful investigation of what she had to say. That is not respect. And as a former prosecutor, I can tell you that to investigate allegations that are decades old, first of all, you cannot do in a week. But second, the fact that the FBI didn't even take the full week, that people that had corroborating information were not even interviewed because I'm sure the FBI was not allowed to interview them. That's not showing her respect. It's not showing the country respect. But at the end of the day, they were interested in the truth. And hide as they might behind Susan Collins, All they cared about was putting another conservative on the court. Is Brett Kavanaugh really the best this country has to offer? And I think you're absolutely right, Alex. As long as he's on that court, there will be a cloud and a taint hovering over him and every opinion that he issues.
There's going to be nothing tainted about Justice Kavanaugh. Adam Schiff would love to make us believe that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. Are you kidding? He's going to be tainted.
Every decision that he makes, everything that he does will be tainted.
No, it won't. The left are losing their mind over this loss. This is a huge loss. I want you to think about the level of investment that's been made here. The Me Too movement is getting crushed. Feminist, crushed. The hairy underarm crowd, you know, those gals, they're getting crushed. The media, man, look, we'll talk more about this in a bit, but Grassley is, he's ready to, he's loaded for bear. Who else? Every Democrat that didn't vote for Kavanaugh is under fire. The women that claim that this is all about abortion and what's going to happen, I talked earlier and I asked a very simple question. Who's winning in the abortion battle? Are the unborn winning? We got day after pills. Pretty soon there'll be week after pills. Pretty soon there'll be month after pills. Pretty soon there'll be, you know, things that, I mean, come on. We are making so much progress in the human genome and all these other things. I mean, in targeted areas or whatever. You better know that a woman will be able to kill a baby at any point up until the time of the baby being born. You can take it to the ranch, man, that there will be a pill that can kill a baby up until the moment of its birth, and you can decide if you want to do it. That's how well the abortion industry is working today. Planned Parenthood isn't even needed, if you really think about it. They keep it there because it's a ruse. It makes people believe that there are people fighting for the rights of women. The only rights that women have that they, quote, enjoy is the ability to kill a baby. Guys, we don't have it. We want to kill a baby. We got to kill it. You know what I mean? And what's funny, if you were to go and punch a woman in the stomach, don't do it. I mean, that would be a horrible thing to do. But I'm just saying, if a dude punched a woman in the stomach, the law in any abortion-friendly area would still tell you,
he killed two people. The woman and her unborn child,
because they would want you to sympathize with this woman. But if the woman kills it, well, then it's just, you know, it's a zygote. It's just cells forming or whatever else. And the industry of abortion is getting so much better. So let's, for the sake of discussion, I want you just to push that thought out there. What happens if a woman could kill a baby up until the moment of its birth by just popping a pill in her mouth and making that baby stillborn? What would the abortion advocates, what would they be able to say? What would they say about these conservative judges? It's our bodies! Yeah, and you can take that pill anytime you want. Now, we could argue, you know,
you shouldn't take that pill in the first trimester, except in the first trimester, the second trimester. But let's say, for the sake of discussion, they could take it anytime, decide they want to kill it.
So they no longer needed these Planned Parenthood places for women's health issues. What if Planned Parenthood actually had to do mammograms? Man, that would be horrible. But let's take it to there and say that happened. What would be their rationale? Because they say sophisticated women, the most intellectual women, are those on the left. And what it is these are college, you know, educated women who want to be in control of their bodies. Now, I jokingly say, yeah, you're so much in control of your body, if you go prostitute, you'll go to jail. That's how in control of your body you are. The government would go, come here, fork it over. Fork over that money. So you're either going to give the government some money and go do it legally in a brothel somewhere, or you're going to give me money and get out of jail. You're going to get in a system, girlfriend. That's how much you own your body. You don't own your body. But they make it about that, but they never complain about government. If women really wanted to fight for women's rights with their bodies, why aren't they fighting for legalized prostitution? I'm saying, feminists, the hairy underarm girls, you got something. Get the man out of the headlock and go fight for women's rights to be prostitutes. I'm saying, look, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not going to ever fight for a dude's right to be a prostitute. I'm just not. I don't really care. And quite frankly, I don't care what a woman does with her body. But I'm saying, if you're going to fight for your rights, you want to fight for your rights to kill a baby, but you don't want to fight for your rights to be a prostitute, to make money if you need it. You might have to feed yourself by doing that. Why should you have to, what do they call it with illegals? Live under the radar. That's what they do, right? I got to live under the radar. You're living under the radar. You're living under the radar as a woman. If you can't go out, maybe you're a single mom. What are one of the biggest issues we have in America is kids being raised by single moms. Single moms going out, what do they say? She can only make minimum wage. Well, then let her prostitute. Let her go hit a street corner. Let her go make $50, $100 a pop, whatever it is. I don't know what the going rate is today. Don't anybody tell me, but I don't want to be tweeted. Kevin, it's $35.95. I can paint that car. No, I don't want to know. But whatever it is, it's better than making a few bucks an hour. Because you go out on the corner. Look, I know it's fraught with danger, right? It's a good. She may have to get a pimp. Let the government pimp her. Let the government say you can go get with Uncle Ruckus over there, or you can come and be part of our stable, and we'll give you 80%. I mean, that's what they do to us. That's what they do to regular working people. They pimp us out for the tax base. Well, do the same with these girls. But they say it's about that. Is it really? I ask you, is it about that? What happens when it's completely okay to kill a baby that way? What are they going to fight for? Aren't you curious?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Monday that he expects a lot of Democratic voters to support Republican candidates in the upcoming midterms because of how the party's lawmakers handled sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president also talked about how he believes Democrats are moving further and further to the left.
The main base of the Democrats have shifted so far left that we'll end up being Venezuela. This country would end up being Venezuela.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that the driver of the limousine involved in the country's deadliest transportation accident in nearly 10 years did not have the proper license to operate the vehicle. Cuomo also told reporters at a Columbus Day parade in New York City that the vehicle itself should not have been on the road because it failed inspection last month, according to the state. The NTSB arrived in upstate New York and is currently investigating the accident as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And Chuck Grassley, I'll tell you what, Chuck was great. He's got to be very happy with what we did on trade, right, Chuck? From Iowa, great state. And Mitch McConnell, how good? How good? He was tough and smart. He was great. He worked hard, and we got ourselves the finest legal mind, one of the finest human beings, and again, what his family took, the horror that they had to endure by these people like Blumenthal and Cory Booker, who was a disaster as the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. What they had to take was a disgrace. The only reason to vote Democrat is if you're tired of winning. Right? Tired of winning. We want to win, win, win. And never get tired of it. And after years of rebuilding other nations, we are finally rebuilding our nation. You see what's happening.
Lindsey Graham came out and he said something along the lines of, I'm loving winning or something like that. I thought that was hysterical. This is a guy that we couldn't stand because he was such a rhino and probably still is to much degree. But you're watching a transition. You're watching a transition of Republicans who are starting to get backbones. All these people he's talking about, McConnell, Grassley, etc. Well, here's what you do to make people back you. You lead and you lead them to success. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. We are celebrating Brett Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court. And why not? Huh? Why not? Hey, did you go to Brett's kegger? Did you get invited? You weren't invited? You guys weren't invited to Brett's kegger? Man, let me tell you something. That dude can drink some beer. Whoa! Boy, I was there. Oh, yeah. It was a heck of a kegger. Dude got so drunk. Let me tell you what happened. Dude got drunk. And he's a loving, he's kind of a mean drunk, but he's a loving drunk too, you know? And I'll admit, he got a bit handsy with me. And hey, I'm going to tell you, don't go in door number three. No. That dude knows some strippers. That's all I can tell you. He knows some strippers. Yeah, I'm making fun of the left. If you believe their lies, it is funny to take that little scenario out to its bitter end. Yeah, Swetnick was there. Oh, my gosh. Has this been a fiasco? But let me tell you something. You got to feel good about this win. You got to feel good about it. You have to feel good that you carried something through. Somebody tweeted this. Thanks to the Republican senators and a few Democrat defectors who had voted for Kavanaugh. And look, I get President Trump. He's got to thank these guys. He get these senators their pound of flesh. He's doing the political thing. But let me tell you something, Americans that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not thanking senators for doing their doggone jobs. I'm not going to do it. No, sir. We don't do that on this program. By the way, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. I thank Brett Kavanaugh for being a stand-up American, somebody that we can say I'm proud of in terms of how he lived his life. That's the way. The way that guy lives his life is the way we want most of America to live. I mean, you know, by the book. Dude was a student athlete. He went on to go to Yale as a student athlete. He gets his JD degree. He goes out and he does an amazing job with his career, raises a family, and he's doing it by the book. And let me tell you, you better know he's doing it by the book, because most of us could not withstand the scrutiny under which he was put, right? So thank him. But mostly, thank you. See, we don't get enough thanks. Thank you, the American people. You are the reason Trump kept his backbone. I don't care what people say. Donald Trump got wishy-washy. Donald Trump, well, she had very credible testimony. No, she didn't. Then he started telling, Kavanaugh likes beers. He talked about beer a lot. You know, and that's probably a sensitive subject for the Don, because his brother was an alcoholic and died of alcoholism. Or something, maybe he committed suicide, I don't know, but something related to alcoholism. I get it, it's a sensitive subject. But don't tell me that woman was credible. So Trump started losing his backbone. But then, you know what you did? You became investigative reporters. You did what the media wouldn't do. And you went out there and went, hold on a second. Let me see what this woman was like. And you went back to her yearbook and there were people going, hold it. Uh-uh. No. We're not talking about Snow White. You know, and we're not talking about some Vestal Virgin here. We're talking about a party girl who wasn't that good looking. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to cast aspersions, because there are guys out there going, she doesn't look that bad, Cass. She doesn't look, I mean, she's not that bad. I get it. You know, you got issues. That's okay. I'm not going to get all up in your business. But she's an ugly girl. She was then and she still is. I'm not trying to be mean. But she ain't modeling, you know, Victoria's Secret. She will not grace the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Yeah, she might, you know, sumo wrestling. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, to each his own. But here's the deal. We kept Trump and the rest of the people with a backbone. We kept Grassley and all those people with a backbone. That's how we got Kavanaugh in there. Now, there are others that go, well, Kevin, what about that speech about Susan Collins, by Susan Collins? Great speech. Her job. Brett Kavanaugh should have been elected 98-1 or something like that. You know, I mean, high 90s. Immensely qualified. If Sotomayor had been given Brett Kavanaugh's credentials, I mean, I'm not talking about partisan, whatever. I would have said, man, put that woman in. Look, I'm not going to determine who's smarter than whom with Supreme Courts. I'm going to take people's word at it. But I'll tell you this. I'll put Kavanaugh, Gorsuch up against anybody Obama put in there in a minute. Anyway, Susan Collins gives this great speech. And here's what Jim Acosta tweeted. With a single speech, Susan Collins announcing her support for Kavanaugh has paved the way for a much more conservative Supreme Court for the next generation. Yeah. Yeah, we won. But here's what he goes on to say. Abortion rights, gay rights, climate change, and health care reform could well be impacted for decades to come. You're exactly right. Abortion rights can be, and I already talked about, I'm going to talk more about it, but come on. Abortion rights, it's a joke. You guys heard me talk about it earlier. Gay rights, what? What more rights can you want as being gay? You're not a human being? Climate change. They always wanted to put the climate change stuff in there. Yes, we are already impacting climate change. It's done. We're not supporting the Paris Climate Accords. We're not supporting any world treaty on nonsense that nobody follows except us. The boondoggle is over, Jim Acosta. And finally, health care. Yes, it will be impacted for decades. We're going to finally get better. So, Susan Collins, congratulations for doing your job. But this American, this proud American, is not going to make you guys heroes for doing what you're supposed to do. We won. The president picked this person. We didn't seem to have a problem with him. So, that's that. But that didn't stop the Holly weirdos. No, no, no. Seth MacFarlane, here's what he tweeted to Susan Collins. You had the opportunity to claim a legacy as a pivotal, forward-thinking voice in the enterprise of progress, of cultural evolution. Alas, Senator Collins, you will fade into history as a follower, not a leader. Man, alas? Really, Seth? Oh, he wants to wax rhapsodic, poetic, alas. Seriously? No. She claimed her pivotal place in history, Seth MacFarlane. I mean, you got to remember, this guy is not that bright. He might write some pretty interesting comedy from time to time, but MacFarlane is not the brightest bulb in the box. Never forget him describing the Big Bang Theory. He's an atheist, and he's describing, you got to remember, and he was on some talk show, you got to remember, he's got that big, deep voice. At some point, the universe was the size of a marble, and at some point it exploded, and all these different things, and he's explaining it, you know, with all its majesty, and it aligned the planets, and so, and the solar system's formed, and all this. And he goes, that's amazing. And I was just thinking, hey, atheist, you just described God. But he's too dumb. I mean, are you really? I called him, he was mansplaining Susan Collins, you know, because women hate that. Leftist women hate to be mansplained. Yeah, hey, Seth, thanks for explaining to us what Susan Collins did. We really appreciate it. Hey, Democrats bet the farm and they lost, and they're going to pay dearly in the midterms. Don't think they don't know it. They know they're in big trouble. I'm going to leave it there for now. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How did you? Don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
I talked about this earlier, Trump mocking Ford, and I talked about it in the sense of the significance of it. This is not about this particular case. Sure, it is because it's what we're dealing with. When I talk about the case, I'm talking about the Ford's accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. It's loosely tied to that. What Donald Trump has a way of doing is he has a way of explaining things that end up being bigger, or identifying things that end up being bigger, I should say. And that's what he's doing here. He understands the bigger picture, is, and he alluded to it, and I said earlier, he was afraid to really bring it up. But something triggered in him to say, no, now we can talk about this. Last week, you know, a lot of things happened with Kavanaugh. But let me tell you, that part, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to deal with that. I want to deal with the comment that was made, the so-called mocking. Matt Walsh, one of my buddies on Twitter, and a very sharp guy, he's like, you know, I don't like that Trump mocked her, but that was number one. But number two, he says she shouldn't accuse an innocent man. And he says, and number two outweighs number one. Well, here's what I say. Number one, he was not mocking her. Donald Trump was going over the evidence saying she doesn't remember this, she doesn't remember that, she doesn't remember that. It may seem like mocking, but it is a mere statement of the truth that says, how do you want us to believe something when you don't even know what happened? You don't have the facts. My really good friend, Alveda King, she put out a press release that said, that, you know, the furniture, that she bought some a table, you know, a big formal living room table and 8 chairs, and she got it on sale. And she got it from some store, let's just say American Furniture Store. And she bought much furniture from that location many years. Well, anyway, she said the chairs started to squeak after a period of, you know, time, 6 months. So she called up the people, and she couldn't remember where she put the receipt, but she called up the people and she says, hey, look, I bought this furniture from you. These chairs are squeaking, and I need you to come out and take a look. So they said, okay, well, do you have your receipt? She says, no, I misplaced it, but I buy a lot of furniture with you, which they looked it up, and they go, yeah, you do. She says, I know I bought it from you. So they said, no problem. We'll send a repairman out. So they did. Repairman came out, fixed the chairs, went away. She says, I don't remember if they fixed the other chairs just to make sure they were good, but they probably did. And she says they left. She says the problem came back. She called again. And this time they said, do you happen to have the receipt? And she says, no. They said, ma'am, we don't show any record of us doing this. We really can't send another, you know, tech out. She says, well, look, I buy lots of furniture from you. I know I bought this furniture from you. I don't really care what the receipt, you know, what your computer says. I know I'm right. So they said, okay, you know what? We're going to send a person out. And they did. And they fixed those chairs. They went away. And a few months later, the chair started squeaking again. And she called up and she says, you know what? I'm done. You send a repairman out twice to fix these chairs. They still squeak. I just want to replace this furniture. And the guy, the manager goes, okay, you know what? You bought a lot of furniture with us. Let's replace it. She says she happened upon the receipt as they were about to come out. She goes, I happened to find the receipt, and I hadn't bought the furniture at that location, at that store. I had bought it at a going out of business sale of Montgomery Ward's. And she said, how bad I felt. So she said she called up the store and talked to the manager and says, listen, I owe you an apology. I knew with 100% certainty I'd bought this furniture from you, and as it turned out, I didn't. I'd like to pay you for the time that your people came out and spent fixing furniture that wasn't your fault, and I certainly don't want you to replace it. And the guy says, you know what? I'm just glad you were honest about it because, you know, we had no record of it, but we wanted to make sure, you know, you felt believed that, you know, we didn't disrespect you, etc. So, you know, thank you for being honest. And her whole thing about this was, you know, how bad she felt for having exercised these people with what she said was 100%. I know I bought this from you. I don't care what your computers say. I don't care what people may believe or whatever. I bought it. It is emblazoned in my memory. And her point was, your memory is so bad, it's pathetic. Your memory is horrible. Even in times of strife, your memory's doing strange things. And what the problem is here is this lady, I believe she knows this didn't happen to her. That's what I believe. But if she didn't, you would think she would, with everything that she's been, that's been explained to her and what she supposedly knows about memory, I'm talking about Ford, you'd think she'd say, you know what, I got to rethink this. Maybe I don't know as much about this as I do. Maybe I'm not remembering it right. The preponderance of evidence suggests she's lying completely. It's a political witch hunt. I'm convinced of that. I'm not going to say there's nothing she can say to me, because I would be very close-minded. But I'm close to there. We've already talked about the boyfriend coming out and saying, you know, none of this happened. I want to play a clip, though. And it was the testimony about the polygraph. And she should have known. This question came out of nowhere. This is a strange question to be asked during the Senate Judiciary hearings, but here it is.
Have you ever had discussions with anyone besides your attorneys on how to take a polygraph?
Never.
And I don't just mean countermeasures, but I mean just any sort of tips or anything like that.
No, I was scared of the test itself, but was comfortable that I could tell the information and the test would reveal whatever it was going to reveal. I didn't expect it to be as long as it was going to be, so it was a little bit stressful.
Have you ever given tips or advice to somebody who was looking to take a polygraph test?
Never.
Okay. Now, it's funny, you know, after hearing about this, yeah, because I wasn't paying that much attention to her testimony. But when I saw that, I was thinking, that would be a strange question to ask. Of everything that could be asked, that's a strange question. And as it turns out, that's one of the places where Ford may turn out to be a liar. And we talked about it earlier, but I bring it up because I'm telling you, there's something afoot. Blumenthal isn't supporting Feinstein and keeping the FBI investigation closed. He wants it exposed. So does Schumer. Donald Trump, in saying what he said and mocking Ford, I believe is signaling to the world, we got these people. I don't know who's talking to him. I mean, I'll put it to you this way. He's got lots of folks now that are in his corner that are going, you know what, Mr. President? You're right on this one. You know, and I don't know if there's leakers. You know, all I can tell you is there's a whole, you know, sphere of influence up there that we all know nothing about. But Trump went from being a little bit wishy-washy with Kavanaugh to now at a massive rally mocking Ford. And I don't think he was mocking her. That's what people say. But discussing openly the gaps in her testimony after having said she's a very credible witness. Now, how do you go from she's a very credible witness to where we are now, and then you circle back and look at this question that was asked about a polygraph, of everything they could have asked her, why ask that, when now we get the letter from her boyfriend saying she helped one of her friends, she coached her on how to pass a polygraph. Then, what if the Democrats put in our faces so much, look at this, she passed the polygraph, passed that polygraph, look for polygraph, the polygraph. So, see, I'm just putting, we're working this through together. You guys listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The new people out there, I want you to understand, I'm not telling you I have all the answers. I'm just telling you I'm working it out with you, with all of us together. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a problem for the Democrats. I know it. I can sense it, particularly with the Blumenthal stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.